and welcome to the next episode of the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We're reading today from Luke chapter 10 and verses 38 to 42. And the title of this reflection is Dedicated or Distracted. Lord, we praise you, we worship you, we give you thanks for your word. And particularly as the account that we're going to read today speaks of a godly woman who sat at your feet and learnt from you, we pray that we would follow the example of Mary today. Very simply, that we would do likewise. Lord, you are our rabbi, our teacher, our Lord, and we are your disciples. We want to be metaphorically at your feet, the posture of a learner, the posture of someone who had humbled themselves before you. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Luke chapter 10 and beginning at verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Powerful, beautiful words. I want to say right at the beginning that we miss the radical nature of Jesus' treatment of women here. In the group that followed him, there were women as well as men, and very, very unusually for a rabbi of his day, Jesus encouraged women to listen and to learn. And so the posture of being at the rabbi's feet would invariably have been something that would have been reserved for the men. Jesus, in this and in so many other ways, brings something new, brings something fresh, brings something that radically freeing. There is equality here in Jesus' treatment of women and men. Part of Martha's struggle with Mary is that this would have been so unusual. We can't imagine her sitting complaining about a male disciple who was sat at Jesus' feet, but she complains about her sister. Her place is to be doing the preparations for the meal, not listening to the rabbi teach. So important that we get into our minds and hearts deeply the radical equality that the gospel gives, that Jesus gives, here to women and to men. And as we go on into this passage, we see that Jesus is using Mary's example to teach something that is absolutely vital, absolutely profound. We need to listen to Jesus. Spoken very recently about all the distractions that there can be in our lives. Martha was distracted, in a sense, by good things, and we recognise that the preparations needed to be made. But it's more important to prioritise spiritual discipline and to listen to Jesus, our loving Lord. If the dinner burns, that's not ideal, but it's not the main thing. If the dinner has to wait, if it's not as good as it might have been otherwise, then again, hopefully, you know, we don't do that all the time, but it's not the main thing. I need to confront myself with this. You need to confront yourself with this, that the most important thing is listening to Jesus. John Mark Comer again says a startling thing, that if we're essentially too busy to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him, then we are too busy to be a disciple at all. If we are disciples, if we are prioritizing Jesus, we need to sit at his feet and learn from him. This is the only thing that is needed. Indeed, Mary has chosen what is better. May we make that choice as well. Be clear that we're called to engage in mission and ministry up to the hilt. Be clear that we are called to do our share in terms of work around the home, a word probably especially to men. But be clear that the vital thing is that we spend time with Jesus, our Lord. May we do so for Jesus' sake and for our own sake in the days that lie ahead. We come to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for both these godly women. We thank you for the way that they were both fully committed followers of your Son, the Lord Jesus, the way that Jesus loved them, the way that they and many other women were included within the group. Thank you for Martha and Mary in John chapter 11 and the way, in a sense, their positions are reversed. Martha then shows great faith and Mary is struggling. Lord, we recognize ourselves in these two disciples. Sometimes we get it right and sometimes we get it wrong. Help us to be those who are pressing on in the life of discipleship. And I want to pray that I would be a disciple who reflects Jesus' radical inclusion of women in discipleship. Thank you for the equality that there is in the gospel. Thank you for the ways that God calls men and women into service. Thank you that you do this, O Lord. Help me to reflect that. Indeed, help us all to reflect this in our lives of discipleship. And help us to be those who follow the example of Mary and who sit at your feet and learn from you. Help us to give more time to this in the days that lie ahead. Help us to prune our lives of other things, things that may even be good things or okay things, so that we can choose what is better. Help us to be ruthless. Help us to be rigorous. Help us to be consistent. Strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.